MBTA's WIN policy has certainly served us well over the years, but the one item that has not been formally addressed in the WIN policy are WIN gusts, and that is the part of the policy that we are changing.
What has the policy been, I guess, up until now?
Currently, the policy states if we have sustained winds of 55 miles per hour, we would close a facility. In addressing wind gust in the revised policy, 3 wind gusts within 10 minutes of 55 miles per hour could cause us to close a facility. Again, the policy provides us guidelines, and because each storm is unique, we have to closely monitor each storm and be flexible to make the best determinations to keep drivers safe. And motorist safety is obviously our top priority. During last Wednesday's storm, within 10 minutes, wind speeds went from 20 miles per hour up to sustained wind speeds of 55 miles per hour. And just 6 or 7 minutes following that, we had wind gusts of up to 67 miles per hour. So the wind speeds can change very, very quickly. So it's truly a balancing act to keep traffic moving and keep motorists safe.
And just so our listeners and I'm clear about this, this was all as a result, this kind of tweaking, I guess, is that what we're calling it, of the policy, or being a little more specific about the gust part, was a result of the derecho on June 29th?
Well, as I said, wind gusts have not been part of the policy in the past. So the one item that has not been formally addressed in the policy is wind gusts, and that's the part of the policy that we're looking to change.
So has it been changed right now, Cheryl, or are you just kind of, how's it working, I guess, what's the latest?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we're working off from an operational interim policy that addresses wind gusts. It's being reviewed currently, and the final policy should be done within the next couple of weeks. But right now we are operating on an interim policy that does address wind gusts.
How do you measure the wind gusts? I guess, what do you use, Cheryl? What do you look at and tell people who aren't aware how, I guess, specifically you can monitor everything?
We depend on weather services, a variety of different weather services. We get information from SHA's weather station. MDTA is in the process and has been in the process of getting our own weather station. And, of course, there's anemometers on the bridge, and those obviously provide conditions at that time. But there are other weather sources that we do get information from.
You'll make a decision on whether this is the right thing to do at what point with the gusts?
Well, we'll definitely be addressing gusts in some form or fashion in the policy, and we do feel like we have a interim policy in place right now that does address wind gusts in the way we need it to.